You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Could November 1 we see a drop in food stamp benefits? This is going to hurt millions of Americans who have been benefiting from SNAP. We'll talk about what people currently get, what the drop could mean, and what that means for you and I, for those of us not getting food stamps and the taxpaying dollars needed to make this happen. They say Washington, D.C. has had a huge baby boom. All right, that's why in Washington. You know why? Because they probably not working, so they have time to make babies. Then the internet is ruining our life, stopping us from sleeping, dropping our work output, interfering with us making friends. Is the internet turning us into little hermit crabs? We'll talk about that. And then doctors being accused of over-treating patients by not explaining to them or informing them about their cancer tests. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, the New York Times today reports that American employers only added 148,000 jobs in September. Now, every month we see, as far as I'm concerned, very, I guess, grim looks on job numbers. They only talk about how many jobs were added, but how many jobs were lost? Did summer hiring end, and then did, you know, seasonal hiring? Now we're coming into Christmas season, okay? But for some areas, seasonal hiring goes down after the summer. How many jobs were lost? But this report from the Labor Department disappointed a lot. It was based on data collected before the recent government shutdown started, so it doesn't factor in the furloughs. All right. And they say the shutdown also could kind of delay and distort it. I was under the impression that most of the shutdown people still got paid. If they didn't get paid, that would definitely be a big stab to the economy. Now, September hiring, not usually a big month for hiring. Not, all right, but they did notice that we're starting to see some tapering, and this could kind of look bad, all right, and be bad for us over the next few months. True, I'm not an economist, but doctors are very involved with what's going on with the economy because we see how it affects healthcare. And so I guess only seeing 149,000 jobs or 148,000 jobs, depressing. But what's also more depressing is for patients and for our citizens having food stamp benefits cut. They say the average monthly benefit per household is $275 right now. Lawmakers want to save $39 billion on the SNAP program, which is a supplemental nutrition assistance program, possibly reducing benefits as of this November in a couple weeks. All right, they would probably cut each family's food stamps by $36 each, all right, which is still a pretty big percentage. Now, SNAP helps 23 million U.S. households, which helps basically about 48 million people. Because of the economy, because of the high unemployment, this number is still rising. So in order to, obviously, make sure to cover the expenses, they may need to start paying people less. This is what happens in a socialistic society. This is what happens when we have more and more people depend on the government dime. You don't have enough quote-unquote rich people to put money into the system. You don't have enough people working, paying taxes. So now whoever is getting benefits is going to have to share, split it up amongst themselves. All right? And we're starting to ration. The exact cuts and benefits will depend on each household's situation, but the $36 is based on a family of four with no other changes in circumstances. That's according to the USDA. Now, they say this may be, you know, equivalent to like $1.70 a day, all right, but that could still be a lot. All right, so people who are used to getting their morning coffee elsewhere, etc., they're going to have to make cuts. Now, many people have criticized people on the SNAP program buying junk food, using not making good food choices, etc. And we talked about why. A lot of these foods that are considered not health foods are cheaper. Buying some frozen dinners could feed the family a hell of a lot cheaper than trying to buy the chicken and the spices and the starch and the lettuce and the spinach, etc. And so, you know, we're America. I mean, we're not going to tell you how to spend your money, all right? But do we maybe need to start streamlining these food stamp dollars? So, like, for example, rather than just have the money, rather than just give people that card that gives them the $235, should we, and remember, they're not supposed to so much live on that entirely. It's supposed to supplement whatever else they're getting. All right. But, you know, some have suggested, why don't we actually just like WIC? Okay. Only certain foods are allowed on those, to be used by government dollars. What about a shipment of the chicken, the beef, the fish, the vegetables, the milk, the juice being sent to the house? What about something like that? Now, we're America, so we want to have food choices, okay? We want to be able to choose, okay, what we eat. But then again, if the government is giving you the money, all right, and you filled out a questionnaire that handled all the, food allergies and gluten sensitivities, et cetera, maybe that's what the government needs to do, okay? And whenever, you know, I know the government spends like $100 on a hammer. I get that. But what if we have, what if the government is the one that actually ships and sends the food to these homes, okay? Then we don't have people with all these cards spending money on junk food, et cetera, all right? And then we make sure they're healthy foods, et cetera. Oh, well, I can't eat spinach. Well, it's for free. I mean, remember the... it's an idea. If we're really worried about people buying soda pop, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with us.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. One of you had sent me the most inappropriate Halloween costumes, 18 inappropriate Halloween costumes, I guess from the HuffingtonPost.com. Unfortunately, I cannot read these on air. One is in, let's say, a hard salami package, all right, but I can't really say on air the name of the hard salami. Then I guess there's a grandma, a picture of grandma in a naked bodysuit for Halloween. There is supposedly a Free Willy type costume that has to do with, a certain form of underwear. There is one of these bouncy ball outfits that end up being around a person's, I guess, groin. There's tissues, a tissue box that says, blow me tissues, not appropriate. Many people try to be body parts on Halloween. Remember, there are kids, okay? Inappropriate. SpongeBob with his pants down, wearing underwear, fine. Then I guess some of you try to do like sexy Girl Scouts, sexy Pocahontas, there's a, I can't say this, like dumb butt face where basically your face is a butt. And the mouth opening, you could just guess what that is. And, you know, unfortunately, I really can't comment anymore. These are ridiculous. And then some of you want to be Borat. Okay, great. For Halloween, you know, can I, again, just remind you, Halloween, yeah, we dress up, okay? But, you know, Halloween, even though we all can enjoy it, it's really, really for the kids. It is, which means this is the time when the kids are supposed to be running around outside, okay, happy that they get to. I really still don't understand the concept of Halloween. All year long, you tell them not to beg other people for food. You tell them not to threaten other people for food. And you tell them to avoid junk food. Yet this is the one night of year you allow them to go door to door to complete strangers asking for food that's bad for them, or you will do a trick, right? So basically threaten. So you're allowing your child to blackmail your neighbors. Never understood that, but it's fun nonetheless. Kids are running around, they're zigzagging. By the way, I really don't understand the whole zigzag. All right, I used to do that too. If you zigzagged back and forth across the neighborhood, the candy for some reason seemed better than you going door to door. Now, why else would kids want to zigzag? Kids love the feel of the street. Okay? When I was growing up, you were never allowed to be in the street. If we got to actually play in the street, it was, you know, if like the cul-de-sac was cornered off, all right, I still felt the heebie-jeebies, like, oh my gosh, am I really allowed to be there? Kids being able to run across the street and cross the street, they think on Halloween night, that's the one time they get to do it. And they get to just run around, you know, run across the street. And unfortunately, they don't realize that cars are still coming. And this is the most dangerous night of the whole year for these kids. People, first of all, try to avoid driving on Halloween. Avoid driving. Expect there to be kids. I know many of us, you know, it starts to get dark late. You finish with the Halloween festivities. You maybe drive your kids to another parent's house or whatever because that neighborhood gives better candy than your own. That's what we do. We always go to our friend's neighborhood. And, unfortunately, you race home because now it's about 9 o'clock at night and you gotta get ready and prepared for the next work day. Assume there's going to be a kid in a black costume that you won't see. All right, I am sick and tired of hearing kids get killed Halloween. This is not supposed to be as dangerous as it is. But unfortunately, we goof. Okay, we all goof. And then parents, know where your kid is. Okay, maybe what you could do is you could do a family sort of costume where everybody's chained like prisoners to each other so the kid can't just run out into the street without taking dad with you. You see, dad and mom, they're usually in the back with the other parents drinking some wine as they walk. That's not the best way to supervise either. Okay, this is Halloween, people. You got to be careful. Now, one of my favorite costumes I told you guys was my Inside Out costume, right, where I wore my clothes and my underwear on the outside, and then I had Kleenex on the bra and a maxi pad. That was my Inside Out costume. I saved a bunch of money. I did that in medical school. And I don't think it was that inappropriate. Okay, I mean, most people didn't really understand the maxi pad thing anyway. So also, try not to spend, you know, $100 on your kid's costume like my kids want to. All right? You know, in the old days, you just would make a costume. You'd throw a sheet over them. Maybe you'd dress them up like a boy or dress them up like a girl. Okay? There's a variety of ways to make costumes. My mother had my sister in her leotard, and she dressed her up like a black cat. Okay, whatever happened to that? Now these kids are buying $49.99 costumes that have to then come with, I guess, a weapon, and the weapons are $19.99. Then they need to have a very special candy bag. Whatever happened to flipping pillowcases? Just use a pillowcase. We're doing that with my kids. Now, of course, the pillowcases, it's $5 for two of them, so I still have to spend money on the pillowcases. But I got to tell you, though, I am going to make sure I got my kids super-sized pillowcases because I want them to get candy for the year. Okay, this is going to save us money throughout the year from a candy perspective. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The families from Spark Middle School are still in disbelief of what happened yesterday, where a math teacher had Michael Lansbury had been killed. that and looked upon as a hero, as he had tried to get the student to put his gun down before he was shot. The shooting rampage that happened at Sparks Middle School near Reno, Nevada, left two students wounded. The shooter shot himself, and he shot the teacher. The teacher was protecting the kids. From what I understand, this teacher was a member of the Nevada Air National Guard. He did have, prior military experience. And, from what we understand, he didn't yell at the child. The child was screaming and yelling that, you know, the school ruined his life, had some sort of vendetta. And Michael Lansbury had come to the aid when they had heard, firecracker sounds and that they saw that a boy had shot two students. Then the boy aimed the gun at his chest. Lansbury stepped between him and the shooter. He was telling him to stop, put the gun down. The boy was like, no, and unfortunately shot the teacher. And you wonder, we don't know much about the boy. We don't know his age. I don't have any of that information yet. He was a technical sergeant, Michael Lansbury, as part of the 152nd Logistics Readiness Squadron. We don't know if he had, been caring. Okay? I don't believe he was. Now, not that a teacher would be inclined to shoot a student. I think many people are still in shock, etc. But we don't know if there was any armed guards. We don't know, what these teachers had to protect themselves. Unfortunately, all we see these teachers have, just like with Sandy Hook, is the ability, unfortunately, to just use themselves as a human shield. And that's exactly what this teacher did, a true hero. But it's a shame, and it's a waste of an amazing life. I can understand if the boy was trying to kill himself, the teacher probably wouldn't have put a gun on him, and he would have probably still tried to take the gun. Unfortunately, he was shot in the process. And it's horrifying to think that this is still happening, and it still will happen. Duck Dynasty has been under fire. Cy, the older guy on Duck Dynasty, had, I guess, in an interview on gun control, said, we don't need gun control, we need sin control. Now, that makes a lot of sense, okay? All right, because most of us that have guns, okay, we're not sinners. I mean, obviously we're not all saints, but those of us with guns, we don't plan on using them to hurt other people, okay? These people getting a hold of guns, like the student, all right? The gun was never intended for this student, this kid. And some people will claim, well, the gun should have never been in the house. He shouldn't have access. Well, we don't know where the kid got the gun from. We don't know, all right? So Duck Dynasty is under some fire from what Cy had said. You're going to have people really split on this gun control issue. Personally, I think we need armed guards. We need to be able to, neutralize any threat. It doesn't mean you gotta kill a kid that's shooting, but I mean, maybe even shoot him in the leg or something, but we need to be able to have trained professionals that, and not put the teachers' lives and the students' lives at risk. Teachers should not be using themselves as a human shield. We have finite amount of schools. We should be able to staff them with armed guards. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. go to freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say most patients are not being informed by their doctors of the possibility that they could be quote-unquote overdiagnosed and overtreated as a result of their cancer screenings. They say even though doctors may be thinking about the cancer screenings like the pap smears and the prostate, etc., they're not going through the detail with patients, telling them about the possibility of overdiagnosis and overtreatment. What happened is study authors from the Max Planck Institute for Human Development in Berlin asked 317 men and women ranging from 50 to 69. They gave them a survey to find out if the doctor discussed overdiagnosis, overtreatment with them before the test. They were also questioned about how much overdiagnosis they would tolerate when deciding to undergo an initial or follow-up cancer screening. The findings were published in the October 21 online edition of JAMA. The researchers found that 9.5% of the participants were told about the possibility of overdiagnosis and overtreatment, but 51% said they were unprepared to start a screening that results in more than one overtreated person for every one life saved from cancer. This is horrible. Okay. So what does all this mean? All right, this is where healthcare is going, okay? The government, many of these medical agencies that are trying to help the government and medical institutions okay, want doctors to make, to do less tests, okay? One thing we find is if the doctor finds something off, now they are committed to look further. So, for example, let's say you get a pap smear. When you could have blown off the pap smears for a couple years, you get a pap smear and it comes back abnormal. Well, now the doctor is committed to look further. And so what they want us to do is before the pap smear or before the cancer test is even done, maybe the prostate screening is even done, to ask you what you want and if you would be willing to go all the way when it comes to treating that said abnormal test if it became abnormal. Now, being a doctor and having been a patient with my own cancer scares, I can tell you right now, there it's a much different environment once you are aware of the abnormal test than just going, well, hypothetically, if we do this test and it's abnormal, are you willing to go and get that looked at? Okay? You know, because if let's say, you know, I'll have patients, for example, that say, you know what, don't do the mammogram. If I have breast cancer, let it be. If I have breast cancer, leave it alone. Okay. And I'll say, well, that's kind of stupid, okay, because most breast cancer could be treated. But I'm like, fine. All right. If you don't want to get the mammogram done, I'm not going to force it. Okay. But then you'll have some people that'll feel a lump, and then they'll get scared. And they feel like, wait a second, I could feel the lump. I could see it. Cut the sucker out. So you end up doing a mammogram or an ultrasound, and you go, look, see, you have that little lump right there. I'd like to evaluate it, knock it out of the ballpark. And they're like, okay, well, I want you to do it. I want you to knock it out of the ballpark. Now, you see, I'm speaking from experience. We had a family member for years that never wanted to do mammograms. All right? She said, if I have breast cancer, let me just die of it. I don't want it. And I was so frustrated with this family member because we support her that I said, look, I'm not going to, okay, you know, you can't be a financial burden on me, all right, and not take care of yourself. I mean, I didn't say it like that, but in so many words. And I said, you know, look, okay, you can't, you know, because then I have to now care for a dying cancer patient when you could have very easily done preventative. So I talked this 60-some-year-old woman into finally getting a mammogram for the first time. Well, lo and behold, she had breast cancer. Luckily, it was stage one, early stage, maybe stage two, but we think we caught it at stage one because there was no lymph node involvement. She had a 180-degree turn when she saw that she had a breast cancer that could be scooped out with a spoon. She wanted that sucker scooped out and was willing to go through the radiation, et cetera, that was needed. So she did it. And thank God, cancer free. So when, having had a family member that said, oh, no way in hell, I'm not going to do any testing, I'm not going to go the whole way, whatever. Yeah, that probably saves the government money, it saves the insurance company money, it saves the patient money, that's wonderful. But then once they find out they have a lump that could be addressed, then they want it addressed. So you can't just do a simple survey and hope that they'll be able to answer truthfully. Now, the PSA screening. Okay, there's no way for me to know if you are going to need a prostatectomy, if you're going to need radiation, etc. Okay, so why would I sit there? Okay, when you're coming in for a routine physical to make sure you're okay, say, well, you may want to think about the test because if you don't want to have a prostatectomy, then we may not want to run it to begin with. Who am I to say that? Okay, what if this PSA is high because there's an infection and not necessarily cancer? So, you know, people are coming to me, right, to screen them. When they come to me, to the doctor, they want to know that something isn't wrong. People come to me with back pain. They want pain medicine for the back pain. Well, why can't I do an x-ray? Why can't I do an MRI? Why can't I make sure there's not cancer going to the back? Now, but Dr. Dahl, you have to explain to them that if you find cancer in the back, that they're going to have all this expense fixing the cancer. All right, we don't get paid to sit there and for an hour or 2 hour session prior to running the test, explain what each and every possible outcome could be. Some of you think we should do that. All right? But I'm telling you, it's not practical. If I run a cholesterol panel and the cholesterol is high, that person could be clogging their arteries. Okay? And so, I mean, you could spend an hour probably talking about each and every test. Should doctors and patients understand and have that communication? I think they should have communication and know what the tests are for. But there's only so much the doctor could do, especially when they're only getting paid 40 cents from the insurance company. And I'm not lying. Man, many insurance companies only pay $30.72. The 72 cents come from the insurance company. The patient pays the $30. All right. There's only so much you could do in an X amount of time. So if I am going to be sued, if I'm going to lose my license for not doing my job, I'm going to err on the side of putting the patient first and finding what needs to be found. So we had a patient with sciatica. She was pregnant, so we really couldn't x-ray or MRI, right? As soon as she gave birth to the baby, the orthopedist who we got her in with to start some therapy decided to order the MRI. It was never sciatica. It was a sarcoma. She had a malignant tumor in the inside of her pelvis pressing on her sciatic nerve. Okay? All right. We are going to try to save lives. That's what we're here for, despite what the government wants in terms of saving money. So if you are coming in for birth control and we are urging that you have some sort of a pap smear to rule out cervical cancer, okay, and that's what pap smears are, okay, then you have a choice of saying you want it done or you don't want it done. That's your choice. But to expect that every single thing we do, we're going to sit there and have you weigh the outcomes of every single thing we do, you're going to have to do that on your own time, unfortunately. This isn't practical. I want you to know of the risks and benefits of each test. I think that's important. And maybe doctors, if they don't have time, are going to have to give handouts. But I got to be honest with you about the practicality. Okay? Doctors can only hold your hand for so much. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. And until we see any protection of doctors from liability, you're not really going to see a lot of doctors break their butts to not order the tests. Pass overall tort reform in the country. Protect the doctor from you not getting diagnosed with the disease. Get rid of this failure to diagnose, and you'll see a lot more doctors on board with this. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So experts are now telling doctors to not screen for chronic kidney disease. They're now saying it is not recommended for adults that have no risk factors like diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, nothing. These are according to the new guidelines from the American College of Physicians. No shock there. The group explained there's just not enough evidence to justify screenings for these people because the risk and potential problems of testing would outweigh the benefit. You know, there's a couple ways to screen. It's an easy urine test. It's an easy blood test. Really? Really? This is what we got. This is what we're going into, guys. Okay? We're supposed to screen for nothing. You're just supposed to go to the doctor like in the olden days when something's wrong. That's what this country wants. Not you and I as the voter, but the powers that be, because it's going to save money. According to ACP President Dr. Molly Cook, she says there is no evidence that evaluated the benefits of screening for stage 1 to 3 chronic kidney disease. The potential harms of all the screening tests, false positives, disease labeling, unnecessary treatment, and associated adverse effects outweigh the benefits. The group advised against testing for high levels of protein in the urine in adults with or without diabetes who are taking certain heart drugs like an ACE inhibitor or ARB. They also recommended treating patients with high blood pressure with either an ACE inhibitor or an ARB, and they urge the use of cholesterol medication. So thank God they're allowing us to do something, okay? There's supposed to be no difference between using these ACE inhibitors or these ARBs for blood pressure, but they did find that combo therapy of an ACE inhibitor and ARB could increase side effects. Potassium levels, low blood pressure, cough, even possible kidney failure. I rarely use both medications, but sometimes for your really recalcitrant high blood pressure patients, you do. Now, what about those of you who have a family member with kidney disease? And you're telling yourself, and most of you do, and you're telling yourself, what the hell then am I supposed to do? I've been told now over the past 12 to 24 months that kidney disease is underdiagnosed. You're 100% right. We are underdiagnosing kidney disease. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing a family member or a loved one end up in the hospital for something completely unrelated to kidneys, like pneumonia or heart or something, and then being told that they're going into kidney failure. And I look at the family going, how long have they had bad kidneys? And they always answer the same thing. They've never been told they have bad kidneys. Why? Because nobody's screening for it. The worst time to get your kidneys checked, the worst time to get your kidneys evaluated is when you are battling an uphill battle of some sort of infection or heart disease or something in the hospital. That's not the time to try to get your kidneys in ship-shop or tip-top shape. For crying out loud, this is ridiculous. Now, when I screen for kidney disease, I do the to check for protein in the urine, the microalbumin, but I only really do that for your diabetics. I only do that for your high blood pressure patients, or maybe if there's something genetic going on. But usually I don't run that test if your regular urine test looks good and your regular blood count looks good. But once the blood count starts to look a little off with your kidneys, I'll make sure you're hydrated, test it again in case it's a fluke. But then if not, then I'm going to look at kidney function. And more times than not, I find lower kidney function. Now, why are we having so many issues with kidneys, even though this particular group doesn't agree? It's because so many of you guys are popping Motrin, naproxen, ibuprofen, anti-inflammatories over the counter. Anti-inflammatories can fry the kidneys. So, you know, I am seeing more and more kidney disease, and we're going to see even more of it, because as we try to treat our own arthritis with anti-inflammatories over the counter, doctors are going to have no idea that we're sitting there ruining our kidneys. Now, anybody with high blood pressure, anybody with diabetes, I want a thorough kidney check, hands down. If you don't have high blood pressure or diabetes, or you don't know yet, get yourself checked. What if your kidneys are borderline? Could that affect? What if your blood pressure is borderline? Could that affect the kidneys? Absolutely. So while we're seeing these agencies and these groups recommend less and less screening, your job is to have that one-on-one with the doctor and ask for it. All right? Tell your doctor, look, my mother-in-law was in the hospital and told she was going into kidney failure, and she never had anything wrong with her kidneys. So even though I'm not related to my mother-in-law, what the hell are we supposed to be doing to make sure that we aren't told we're in kidney failure when we need to battle another illness? Because I don't want to be in that position. I want to know my kidneys are the last thing to worry about. And if the doctor says, sorry, we're not allowed to screen, then just you offer to pay for it. Now, again, if you're healthy, you don't need to. But if you think you've been playing around with borderline diabetes or borderline high blood pressure, or you've been popping a lot of anti-inflammatories, you get yourself checked. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you had asked about WD-40 for arthritis and chest congestion. I guess what had happened is there's an Andy and Simon, I guess a, there's this duo that had come on air that had, I guess they are construction workers that say that industrial lubricant WD-40 can cure arthritis and ease health congestion. There was a series called Health Freaks, which offers people a home remedy they swear by the chance to have it looked at by regular doctors. That's cool. All right. Now, I guess the one of these gentlemen sprayed WD-40 on his knees, and he felt that it was better. Now, the panel of medical doctors that looked at that didn't agree. They thought it was kind of stupid, whatever. Okay. But, and I don't know how healthy that would even be. I would never recommend you to spray WD on your chest or WD, etc. But we do know that certain remedies in your house, okay, certain things that you would not believe could be used for things have been used. Now, I'm not allowed to recommend them. Like many of you have sewn together, stitched yourself up, not by using stitches when you cut yourself, but using super glue. Right? That, you know, it's very similar to Dermabond. Okay? Not sterilized to the degree that Dermabond is. All right? Some different chemicals, but for the most part, many of you will glue your wounds together. A lot of you will use duct tape for plantar warts, which work. Duct tape. My father used to use turpentine for foot warts. Again, we can't recommend it. All right? You know, just because there's a solvent in your house that could annihilate something on your body doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy for you. But some of you have had great use of turpentine, even for toenail fungus. So, you know, you using something in your house for a medical malady, I would still say be careful, okay, because a lot of these things have not been tested for human use. But I still think it's cool nonetheless. That's really cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, it's funny. Fox News in their health section has an article saying 10 surprising home remedies you already own. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about some of these things in the house that people use that, again, not medical approved, but that work. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.